Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
The Cubs are, in a lot of ways, the center of things.
Leila Rahimi.
Here's my issue with all of this. I've always maintained that I think Baez is the likely candidate to stay. If you're talking about the Cubs and trying to build around him, I think he's also the likely candidate right now who gets you the biggest return.
Value is value, no. And to you or to someone else.
Yes, if it's binary. But when usually you're not talking about the guy you want to build around also being the guy that you could get the most for. Those two things usually are not in the same discussion.
I would love it if they could move Rizzo. Would love it if they could bring something back for him.
Run it to Rizzo. Anthony drives one in the air. Deep right center. Back goes Aquino. It's got a chance. Back to the wall. Gone!
I just love to know what the market is right now. After seeing what Frazier was able to bring back, I'm scaling down my expectations.
Baez hits a fly ball. Cubs are going to win the ball game. Deep center field. Cubs win. Cubs win.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we are going to talk some baseball today. We're going to talk about the biggest sports story today, which is apparently the withdrawal of Simone Biles from the team competition. She's starting to tweet out some explanation as to what's going on, trying to understand sort of what's going down there. Craig Calcaterra, the author of the Cup of Coffee newsletter, will talk all things baseball at 10 o'clock and also look at the trade landscape. Maggie Hendricks of Bally Sports, who covers the Olympics, will have some thoughts for us and everything that's going on at 10:20. Midday Midway at 10:40. Charch in studio live here. The actual person, Paul Charchian, will be hanging out with us at 11. And we might have some Bears news shortly thereafter as their brass is going to actually meet the media. It's apparently not a Zoom conference. It's an actual sit-down press conference face-to-face for the first time in forever.
Yay!
So, yeah, yay on that. So before we have our inevitable next lockdown, let's enjoy this while we can, shall we? Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is what we call the Score Listener Line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, that goes to BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your texts appear in the text zone that is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She is at Leila Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. When you download the Odyssey app, you get full control over your streaming of the Score on your mobile devices. So do that. Make sure you download the Odyssey app. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Delete Facebook. And there's Twitch. Twitch is awesome because that's where the cool kids are doing their stuff. And I can see them in the chat right now here on Twitch. There is that chat that goes on along with the video feed. And that is twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gertsch not only moderate the chat, they also direct the feed as well. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Jordan Malley is on the board doing what he does. There was a lot to pay attention to last night, sort of baseball-wise. That Cubs game went late.
Just
kept going.
Okay, I've got to confess. I've got to admit this to everybody here. I didn't even say it out loud, but I thought it. You know what I thought about the fifth inning? I was like, man, this game is flying. And then what happened? It went until 11, like I think about 11:08, 9:10, somewhere around there. It stopped flying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, all of you. I also didn't like to see Kyle Hendricks leave the game that early, by the way.
No.
That was not a good sign.
If you don't say it out loud, it doesn't count as jinxing anything, though. Even
Are
if
you sure?
Yeah, if you're just thinking it, that's on you. You're just thinking it. You haven't really... You're not sitting in a press box having said, wow, this game is really flying by. And then David Schuster comes over and like starts attacking you.
Do you know why? Have I told you about the time where that was the most applicable?
Mm.
I was shooting a game in Austin. It was the super regional Boston College and Texas, and I want to say it was 2010, maybe 11. I forget, the years pass by. And like the camera's on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have my tripod. It's like 35-pound camera. I'm like, it'll be fine. I'll get the highlights of this game and then I'll go. It's the last thing I have to do today. And our buddy in there who was also shooting the game, he says, yeah, this game's flying. I'm like, what are you doing? 25 innings later, it was the longest game in college baseball history.
Seriously?
I'm not making this up.
It
ended after 1 in the morning. Austin went through 170 pitches of no-hit baseball and didn't get a no-hitter.
Oh, that's awesome. Actually the longest game in history.
Yeah. So even I thought it last night. And I was like, oh, God, I thought it. And then, but it turned out pretty well because Javi Baez versus Amir Garrett is what we're all here to see, is it not?
Oh, that is. And apparently the sweeping gesture was mocking Amir Garrett for making the sweeping gesture when the Reds swept the Cubs.
I forgot about that.
Yes. I had as well.
Because if you're dialing up antics of Amir Garrett, it's not like there's one or two and they're super memorable. This is who he is.
No, we'll talk to Craig about it at the top of the hour. He earned that. Like, that's, you could say, who's Javier Baez to do that? Hey, but that's Amir Garrett out there. There's history. There's been all kinds of performative stuff going on. If you're Amir Garrett, you've got to wear that.
And
got to own that.
To the true end of, we got to promote the game more, but we don't know how. Who are we talking about right now? Does everybody know those two guys? Does everybody know their faces? Does everybody know their names?
And they're both good guys too. That's the thing. It's like we're, you know, there's you can pick either side. Amir Garrett's awesome.
That's the point.
He's a bit of a hothead, but he's awesome.
But we know who he is, and that's my point. I appreciate that we know who he is as a person. We know who he is on the mound, and it's accepted. More of that, please.
Yeah, the best part of the video, though, if you see the video, the low angle shot, not the center field camera, but the low angle shot, is Wilson Contreras sort of hurrying Javier Baez to actually get to first base. Otherwise, you've got a dare I say, a Merkel's boner, right? Wouldn't that be very similar to Merkel's boner, where you have the walk off where the guy doesn't touch first?
And then say Merkel in a radio,
but check my history on this. But I'm pretty sure that's what happened to poor Merkel on his boner. Is when he didn't step on first base.
Stop.
What? It's what it's called.
I know, but stop.
We're giving Jay anxiety.
You're leaning into it.
Well, but it's what it's called.
Isn't that what you're supposed to? I can't finish that.
No.
Okay, this is all beside the point of, once again, there is something involving Javi Baez and tagging first base, and we need you to tag there. You need to go to the base.
It was his failure to advance to second on what should have been a game-winning hit that led instead to a force out at second and a tied game. So it's not exactly congruent to what I am reading here, the official Wikipedia entry for Merkel's boner, but it would have been a boner in its own right had he not stepped on first. And Wilson Contreras knew that. It was like, hey, come on now. Let's get on down here to first base and, you know, touch it and everything will be cool.
By the way, that's also leadership, just in case we're checking here, in case we're still on that tilt. That was some nice leadership out of Wilson Contreras. And how about us talking to Carlos Pena the day before in a segment I strongly recommend you listen to if you love hitting, because it was amazing. And we talked about the idea and the myth of the bad ball hitter, and then Javi Baez kind of proves it's correct. First pitch, I don't care. Game.
The number that should scare you from Chicago baseball last night, and we've been on this, and that is that Dallas Keuchel's fielder independent pitching has now ballooned to 4.98. His career number is 3.86. That is a bad number to have a FIP of nearly 5.
So if you're wondering what you're seeing out of Dallas Keuchel and why things might be different, even though the ERA might not show it, it seems like that would be it. Also, some good observations made about him and Yaz and that working relationship and how it is different for him when it's specifically not Yaz. That it's any other catcher, just that it's not Yasmani Grandal.
So just to fill you in, if you're saying, well, what is this fancy stat? What's fielder independent pitching? It tracks with ERA, so think about it that way of what constitutes a good number and a bad number in your head. But all it focuses on are what the pitcher can control. It takes out his fielders. It takes out defense, for better or for worse. So it's based on strikeouts, unintentional walks, hit by pitches, and home runs. So that's what's in the pitcher's control. And lately, for him, it's been out of his control. And he doesn't have a whole lot of margin for error, as his velocity has sort of plateaued at this stage of his career. And I'm being kind talking about it that way. But it's he's got to, as they say, he's got to execute his pitches, which is just sort of the way pitchers talk about either being good or bad at pitching.
Frankly, I am actually impressed with how he has gotten back to his vintage form, because when he was with the Braves, I don't think in that last year with Houston where he struggled a bit, I don't think we saw the same pitcher. So I am happy to see what I'm seeing out of him overall, given the course of his career. But yes, it's something that we should watch.
And if Grandal comes back relatively soon, and it seems like he's going to, because he's talking about being a fast healer, or at least he's giving people reason for optimism. Maybe
hyperbaric chamber.
Oh, don't start with that. Is he doing that?
No, I'm just kidding. We need an update on Grandal. And I bet if the activity is in line with what we're hearing, then we're going to get one at some point relatively soon. We happily got an update on Luis Robert, and we got to see Eloy Jimenez last night, even though the results weren't what we expected. But even Eloy admitted that he was just super excited to be back out there.
It was nice to see him out there. But he's going to be in left field today. Is that what La Russa said yesterday? So now it's not so exciting.
I miss that.
Yeah, La Russa said DH and then left field today. I don't know why, but I would not put him in left field.
Why? He has not earned the right to demand to play that position when that's how he constantly gets hurt.
And hurts and endangers others.
And it wasn't just him. And we had one of the most illogical text conversations I've ever seen on the text line, which is saying something yesterday, where somebody was like, he's absolutely earned the right to play left field. What if his bat dips? What are you talking about? He is a proven distraction and detraction in left.
Danger.
If his bat dips, I'm happy it's just the bat we're talking about.
Yes, he's a danger.
He hurt himself playing left field, and you think that this is a place you should just run him back out there as if the 2019 and 2020 seasons didn't happen.
Little note here, a statement from the SEC, the University of Oklahoma and the University of Texas have submitted formal requests for invitations to become members of the Southeastern Conference in 2025. They have to say it's in 2025, but it may obviously be accelerated because nobody's going to want lame ducks in their conference, and they're going to be, the TV negotiations have to start sooner rather than later. So my guess is they buy their way out earlier.
If you want to see some football salt, just check out everything being said by Texas A&M.
You get such a kick out of that.
Because it's hilarious. Yeah. They're like, well, we had a gentleman's agreement. Man, well, gentleman's agreement. Who needs millions of dollars, consequently perhaps billions, when you have a gentleman's agreement that you want to be the only school from a state of 21 million in an athletic conference? Guess all bets are off.
When we come back, one of the most surprising calls in modern score history.
Ever.
Yeah, like they went to the call, and I'm sitting in the car, and I went, oh, no. But it wasn't what I thought it was. That's next on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Rahimi, middays, 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. And as I'm driving in, listening to Mully and Haw, as I always do, I always get the traffic from our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9, making sure that the southbound Lakeshore Drive is fine. I don't need to make, take an alternate route. And then I listen to them. They were breaking some news today as the Simone Biles situation was unfolding in Tokyo. And it was becoming clear that she was unable to compete. She has now, she's gone a little further in explaining exactly what happened in the warm-up vault that she didn't know if it was an actual vault or a warm-up vault where she didn't feel comfortable, didn't have her proprioception in the air, apparently. And they're saying that there is a medical concern, whether or not it's a physical injury, we don't know, but they are describing it as a medical situation. And then they took a phone call. And I thought, oh, no, Score is going to score here. And this is going to be one of those things where I'm going to get angry and I'm going to be all mad about it because here we go. Because I could picture the text line. I could picture what was going on Twitter. And it's always usually it comes home to roost the moment the callers are on. But you know what? Something different happened. This is how it sounded.
Let's get to Josh. Josh is on the road.
Hey, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to talk about the Simone Biles situation and say that I think there's a lot that we can learn from Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka by withdrawing from certain tournaments for their own well-being and mental health. And more of us should take heed of how they are treating themselves. Can you imagine what is going through Simone Biles' head as she is competing in the Olympics again after the United States gymnastics sexual scandal? I mean, this woman is a warrior. Naomi Osaka is a warrior to tell these people to get bent and do their things and try and put wellness and mental health above all else. We should be praising these women. And for anybody that says, oh, well, there goes a gold medal for the United States that we would have won, who gives a damn? These women don't owe us anything. They owe it all to themselves to be well.
I don't know about you, but when they went to that call, my first thought was, oh, here we go. It's like, yeah, I got something to say about Simone Biles. She's soft. She's mentally weak. If you're for this country, you got to do the best you can. And this Kyle Orkman, I don't think he should. I mean, I just thought it was going to be bad. And I was like, oh, wow. Like that guy was motivated to call in to say that on The Score. Awesome. I think we're getting better at it.
That was my exact thought. I was getting ready to leave my house and head over to the office, and I was listening, and I was like, where is this going to go? And then he brought up what I think is the most significant piece of this. And that's what we talked about with the... It's not even a scandal. That doesn't describe it well enough. How do you describe what happened with USA Gymnastics?
A horror.
Exactly. Scandal doesn't give it any sort of significance.
She's a victim.
She is.
She wasn't just tangentially connected to it through USA Gymnastics or the Karoly Ranch or anything. She was victimized. And she also at one point said that she wanted to continue her career to keep the focus on the safety of U.S. gymnasts and to keep people aware and top of mind of what it takes to ensure their safety in the future.
But instead of talking about her career and continuing to be one of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time, we have to talk about that as being part of the focus instead. So an immense credit goes to our callers and the reasonable takes that we get here and there, because that was tremendous understanding and emotional intelligence in a place where I think it was absolutely called for. And I don't know how you top that call of the year, because that was great.
As we understand more why she withdrew, this is a tweet here from Helene Elliott, who says, Biles said she had no idea where she was in the air after her vault. And she felt her head wasn't in it and feared she might get hurt. and spoil the teammates' medal chances if she continued. So what does that mean when you don't know where you are in the air? That's sort of a proprioceptive issue. That's what gymnasts do. They're gyroscopic in their ability to understand where their bodies are in space. That's their very skill, along with being fast and powerful and everything else. It is that immeasurable ability to know where you are in the middle of all of those twists and flips in midair. When you lose that, I can't even imagine what you lose. So Allie Raisman, a former U.S. gymnast, was on the Today Show this morning, and this was her best explanation of what it means to feel lost in the air.
Sometimes, like, for example, I used to do the 2.5 on vault, the vault that she was going for. And sometimes, like, I would do a half twist by accident instead of a 2.5 twist. Or sometimes if you're trying to do 3 twists on floor, sometimes, like, you might just, like, breathe the wrong way. Or when you're taking off, the lights from the ceiling get into your eye and you just get confused. I think people forget when we're doing gymnastics, the stuff we're doing is so difficult. And I know someone like Simone makes it look so easy, but I think people forget sometimes we're human and sometimes we get confused. Sometimes it's called just getting lost in the air. And I don't know if that's what happened, or maybe she got hurt before and couldn't complete it. I'm not really sure. But I do just want to say that if that did happen, like, she's human, and that does unfortunately happen a lot in the sport, especially someone like Simone, where she's doing 3 different vaults that are so difficult that the block, which is like when you're taking off from the table, is different for each vault. So she has to, like, mentally prepare for 3 different vaults because she's got the double pike and then her 2 other vaults. So it's very, very hard. And I give her a lot of credit for doing that many different vaults.
Nobody better to talk about it in that moment than Allie Raisman.
And there are some on Twitter in this discussion who are comparing what that phenomenon to athletic yips, whether it's somebody with a putter, or whether famously it's a pitcher unable to find the zone, or Chuck Knobloch or Steve Sachs losing the ability to make a simple throw from the second base position to first. But this, if you get the yips in that regard while you're twisting and turning and flying through the air, you can break your neck. I mean, you can die. So that's not something you mess with. It's not something, well, I'll just play through it. You've got to make sure that's absolutely right, and you've got to practice it and make sure that that's out of your system. So we don't know what her future is going to be in this Olympics or beyond, but we do know that she has not been, and she's said she's not her happiest when she's competing. She's at her happiest when she's not competing. So who knows?
Sometimes we need to all remind ourselves that our job is not who we are. And that might be one of those situations. But either way, we've got to figure out what's next as far as is she going to actually compete at all in these Olympics moving forward? And I think we have the perfect person to talk about that. Maggie Hendricks was watching it all live. And I know we're going to talk to her at 10:20. The vault thing is so important to keep in mind here as well, which is what Allie Raisman was talking about, because she was trying some of the most difficult vaults in the world, and she did them at the trials. So we were all curious to see how she was going to perform in Tokyo and how she was going to put those vaults together. And by the way, America still took home the silver medal.
Even with all of, considering what the expectations were and watching all of this unfolded, the fact that they still took silver is being obviously overshadowed by one of the greatest Olympic athletes of all time. And that's what she is. She's one of the greatest athletes of all time who's ever walked the planet, and deciding that she could not do the otherworldly stuff that she was expected to do. We're going to learn more about it, but I couldn't tell you how pleased I was to hear that phone call, that one first phone call, instead of somebody having to say that to push back against a much uglier and more expected narrative. That was really nice.
Precisely. And credit to everybody on the text line who understands it too. 312, it's not the yips, it's trauma. Thank you. Thank you for understanding that. It came at an awful time. But at the end of the day, it's just sports. And even the callers that we've had talk about Michael Kopech, where they don't understand. And I hate that there's a different expectation for men in that space, because there shouldn't be.
I do think, in general, I think it's taking time, but I think we're getting better at it, dare I say. I know we're good at talking baseball when Craig Calcaterra joins us on Tuesday, so he's going to. He's next on the score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.